Chapter 2. In Devonshire. The letter was from Mrs. Dashwood's cousin, Sir John Middleton, from Devonshire. It was a very friendly offer of a small cottage to rent in the closest neighbourhood of the Middletons' own residence, Barton Park. Barton College was its name, and it was there Mrs. Dashwood decided to move. Barton College turned out to be situated among very pretty hills. It was small but comfortable, and had a large garden round it. It needed some small changes, perhaps, but on the whole, all the ladies were very pleased with their new home. The neighbours, too, appeared to be even more friendly than they expected. They soon met the whole party when they dined at Barton Park 2 days after their arrival. Sir John Middleton was a good-looking man, about 40. He was friendly, good-humoured, and determined to do anything in his power to make his cousins comfortable. His wife, Lady Middleton, was certainly very elegant and polite, but reserved and rather cold. In the evening, Marian Dashwood was discovered to be musical, and was asked to play the piano. Sir John was loud in his admiration of her every song, and as loud in his conversation with others, while every song lasted. Lady Middleton wondered how anybody could not pay their full attention to the music, and then asked Marianne to play a particular song which Marianne had just finished. Only Colonel Brandon, Sir John's friend and neighbour, listened to her with attention, and Marianne respected him for it. The only person who noticed this attention was Lady Middleton's mother, Mrs. Jennings, an elderly lady who talked a great deal, seemed very happy and rather vulgar. She was full of jokes on the subject of lovers, and soon announced that Colonel Brandon was very much in love with Marianne Dashwood. Marianne found this accusation absurd, as Colonel Brandon was on the wrong side of 35, and even though not without charm, was not Marianne's type in the least. When the Miss Dashwoods talked about it with their mother when finally back home, Marianne exclaimed, "But Mama, he is old enough to be my father! To be in love at his age! He was wearing a flannel waistcoat, and has surely got rheumatism." Mrs. Dashwood could not think a man 5 years younger than herself so very ancient, and Eleanor only said, laughing, "Perhaps 35 and 17 should have nothing to do with marriage altogether." The countryside around Barton College was so pretty it invited the ladies for walks in all weather. One day, however, a particularly windy day, the youngest Miss Dashwoods, Marianne and Margaret, found it impossible to persuade their elder sister to join them for a walk, and so they went on their own. They pushed their way through the wind for about 20 minutes, and just as they found themselves on top of the hill behind their house, heavy rain began to fall. Wet through within minutes, they decided to run back home at all possible speed. They set off. But halfway down the hill, Marianne fell down with a strong pain in her ankle, while Margaret could not stop herself earlier than at the bottom of the hill. A gentleman with a gun was passing within a few yards of Marianne when the accident had happened. When he saw that the lady could not raise herself, he ran up to her, took her up in his arms, carried her home, and seated her on a chair in the dining room. Eleanor and Mrs. Dashwood had been standing speechless, staring at the strikingly handsome young man, who soon introduced himself as Mr. Willoughby of Allenham, and begged to be allowed to come the next day to ask after Miss Marianne's health. Sir John visited the cottage that afternoon, and on hearing the whole story exclaimed, "What? Willoughby is in the country? I shall ask him for dinner tomorrow."
"You know him, then?" asked Mrs. Dashwood.
"Of course I do. He's a very good kind of fellow. I remember last Christmas he danced from 8 till 4 in the morning and was up again at 8 to ride the horses."
"Was he?" exclaimed Marianne with delight. "That is what I like. That is what a young man ought to be."
I see how it will be," laughed Sir John. "You'll love him now and never think of poor Brandon."
"But," he added, "he is as good a husband as one can catch, though he hasn't got much at present. But his cousin, an old lady, Miss Smith at Allenham, will leave him quite a fortune one day."
Willoughby visited them the next day,
He was welcomed with more than politeness, and so of the kindness of the Miss Dashwoods he could have no doubt. Of their personal charms he was soon convinced. Miss Eleanor Dashwood had a delicate complexion, a very pretty face, and an exceptionally graceful figure. Marianne was even prettier. She was taller than her sister, had dark eyes which shone beautifully in her pretty face when she talked about something with passion. And it was enough to mention any favourite amusement to engage her in a passionate conversation. Poetry, music, dance, all delighted her. Within an hour, Willoughby and Marianne found that their tastes were exactly the same. They liked everything in the same way, and shared the same enthusiasm about everything. "Well, Marianne," said Eleanor, laughing as soon as Willoughby had left, "for one morning you've done very well. You've already found out what Mr. Willoughby's opinion is on every important subject."
"Eleanor, is that fair?" asked Marianne. "Have I got so few ideas?
But I know what you mean. I've been too open, too frank. Had I only talked about the weather and the roads, you would not have said such a thing." Eleanor laughed, but said that she had only been joking. From that morning, Willoughby visited them every day. He talked to Marianne, played the piano and sang with her. Then they read and discussed their books. When Sir John threw a party, they danced together half the time, and when playing cards, he cheated himself and everyone around to let Marianne win. They became a standing joke for Mrs. Jennings, who delighted in a match between two such handsome young people. Colonel Brandon was therefore temporarily spared her wit, until one very pleasant morning.